Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 386 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, we're going to hear all about Caroline and her Aggie ring. It's very exciting. We're going to talk about the live show that's coming up this week here in Birmingham. And we're going to talk about college baseball because, of course, we would love for you to join us on Patreon. If you haven't yet, it's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is all about the things that Melanie and I thought made people rich when we were younger. And we have a really fun upcoming episode about spring fashion and about fashion at this particular stage of life. We would also love for you to stop by our Amazon store to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Finally, if you have not yet purchased a ticket for the Birmingham live stream, you can still do that. I have just a little time left, so you can find a link for that in the show notes. Hope y'all enjoy episode 386. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Boo Mama.
It's the literal crack of dawn. It's 8:40 in the morning.
It is. I don't even think the birds have started singing here yet. I don't think that they have. I don't hear them.
We have a big week. We had to do this early because of things.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff. I mean, when I got home from College Station yesterday, and I've known it, but you know how you've known it, but you haven't really processed it? Because, you know, that's what an Enneagram 9 does. Like, it's out there somewhere, you know. Uh-huh. And when I got home and I was unpacking my suitcase, and I was like, so I'm repacking this deal tomorrow because then I'm leaving for Birmingham. Like, I'm literally home for less than 48 hours. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, what did I do? What have I done?
See, I had a similar thing yesterday where yesterday afternoon it settled on me. And I thought, oh, this is happening.
Yeah.
And then I start to feel feelings, but I'm not sure exactly what they are or why I feel them.
Yeah.
But I know that there's some overwhelm in there, which, you know, my, if I had a crest, it would say easily overwhelmed, quick to give up. And so I was kind of teary for a little bit. And then David and I ended up went to Chewy's and just sat outside and had an early dinner. And I sort of returned to myself, I felt like.
Okay.
And we have Alex and I are going to Tyler Childers tonight, which is great. I'm so excited about seeing Tyler Childers. Maybe if I had paid attention to the timing, you know?
Yes. Yes.
But memories. We're making memories. Yeah,
that's right.
So I did sit down yesterday and I made a big to-do list for the week, and it kind of helped me get everything in its proper place. So I do feel better and I'm so excited, but it's just, I don't know if you're aware of this, but my kitchen is torn up.
Yes.
And so I think I just felt really unsettled, but I'm so much better this morning. So much better.
Okay. Okay. I'm not really better this morning, but I'm not, but I'll be better when I get on a plane to Birmingham tomorrow. Cause at that point it's all done. And if I forget something in my suitcase, we can buy it in Birmingham. And it just, the Lord is going to be in charge of that whole thing.
Yes. So, well, I've already packed the Wuzu fan for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And as you know, I have ordered a knockoff of the chili pad for you to have in the hotel room.
I can't even tell you that this, a friend loves in all times.
Now, I don't know. Listen, this thing could sound like a freight train, right? Well, I don't know. We don't know what it's going to be.
No.
But it's gotta be on some level better than nothing. I did read, when I was reading the reviews, I read that you have to keep it above the mattress pad. Like, I guess for the water to flow, it's gotta be up high. You can't keep it down on the floor. And I thought, well, there'll be a nightstand. Like, you keep it on the nightstand.
Yes. So, we'll figure it out. Yeah. It's going to be fine. I feel good about it. It's going to be great. I just appreciate the effort. I appreciate the effort that you have gone to ensure that I can sleep.
Well, we'll see how it works. Now, I want to hear all about Caroline's. She got her Aggie ring this past weekend, last Friday. I want to hear all about it. You went to College Station. Please advise.
Mm-hmm. Listen, went to College Station. I left on Wednesday for College Station.
Well, just you turned your ramp up.
She was getting her ring on Friday, but I felt like I needed to go ahead and get there on Wednesday. I don't know why. We were having a party at Honey and Biggs for her after. And so I just felt like I needed to get there and kind of get stuff, get all my ducks in a row. You know what I'm saying? So Aggie ring day, let me just say, because a lot of people have asked. So your Aggie ring, it's your senior ring, and you get to order it after you've completed 90 college hours.
Yes.
And it's a huge deal. Like the Aggie ring is a huge deal. Like everybody gets one. It opens doors for you. Like people will be like, oh my gosh, you're an Aggie. It's how we identify each other. You know what I mean?
Who among us is surprised that y'all have a way to identify each other?
Nobody. It helps us know.
Well, yes. How else would you relay the creeds? And the
that's right. Hullabaloo.
The oaths. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right. To each other. So she ordered her ring in January. So there's three ring days a year. There's two in the fall. There's one in the spring. And so, but the spring one to me is so fun because that's when so many, in fact, it was, I think they said this was the largest ring handout they've ever had. I think there were almost like 6,900 rings that were handed out. Yeah. Which was crazy.
Yeah. That jewelry company, by the way, says, thank you, Axe.
Yeah, seriously. Cha-ching. But so what happens is ring day, it was not like this when I was there. When I was there, you just walked up, you got your ring. They were like, thank you, have a good day. Well, over at some point, and I was talking to another older Aggie at the baseball game Saturday night, and I was like, and she was class of 87. And I was like, when did ring day become a thing? Because her daughter graduated in 2013.
Okay.
And she said, I think it was sometime in the 2000s.
That tracks.
Yeah, it does. It does. When did we decide we're going to make a big hoop-de-doo?
Right. Yeah.
And so so now, like, ring day is a bigger day than graduation day, honestly. Like, families come in, like, everybody shows up. We have our former Students Association building. That's where they hand out the rings. So it was so fun. So they handed them out Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You sign up for a time. So Caroline had signed up for Friday. And it just, like, I drove by the former Students Association on Thursday on the way to go pick up my parents for dinner. And, like, all around it, you're like, it's like a carnival. Like, there's just tents and people and girls are in their dresses and everybody's dressed up. And it's just so festive and it's so fun. Like, everybody's so excited. They've got music playing. It's the best day. And so Mimi and Bops came in. Perry's mom came in. And then Friday morning, we got up. Caroline was getting her ring at 12:45. And so, and her boss, Jennifer, came and drove us all, which was so sweet because she's got some sweet parking at the foundation. So that was nice.
What a treasure that is on a day like that.
Mm-hmm. That was golden. It was, we all piled into her car and Honey and Big came and Caroline just had this huge group. And it's like, it's funny because they get there and all of a sudden all her girlfriends are like, where are you? Where are you? And like all these girls descend to be a part of it. And I'm telling you, there were so many people out there. Aggie Park. I mean, it's all in that Aggie Park area. Yeah. So you can picture it, you know, and the former students and like, it's covered in people taking pictures and doing all the things and all the stuff. But they were like, our time was 12:45 and they were like, get in line. It's time. Like, 12:45 is your whole group here. Everybody that's going to come in with you has to be here. And you're like, okay. And you walk in. And I mean, that deal is like a well-oiled machine. Like, we walked in, they had our table. It was set from like shank to whatever was our deal. But what was so fun is our show listener and two funny girls, Christy Crawford, was the one that was handing out Caroline's ring. She was at the table.
Oh, that's the sweetest.
Yeah. So it was so fun that Christy was there. So as soon as we walked in, because normally they're like, we need to see two forms of ID, da-da-da. And she's like, I don't need to see your ID. One of the first people I met in real life from the blogging world way back in the early 2000s was Annie F. Downs, and Sophie and I loved her immediately. Annie is a New York Times bestselling author. She's a speaker. She's a podcast host. Annie Downs' favorite thing is to connect you to some of her favorite things and favorite people, including fun new books, authors you'll love, enlightening faith conversations with Christian leaders, inspiring musicians, athletes, actors, and more. Plus, you'll always get to hear what she's learning about God, relationships, rest, and chasing fun through it all, because I'm going to tell y'all what Annie is fun. Every week, you'll discover a life-giving conversation featuring fun guests like Grammy Award-winning legend Cece Winans to Dallas Jenkins and Amanda Jenkins, from The Chosen to Savannah Guthrie from The Today Show. And throughout the year, Annie goes a little deeper into topics you'll love through special series on everything from the Gospels to the Enneagram, finding your community, dating, and prayer. Tune in to the That Sounds Fun with Annie F. Downs every Monday and Thursday for conversations that will leave you feeling like you just made a new friend. That does sound fun, right? Y'all will love Annie F. Downs as much as Sophie and I do. You can listen and subscribe to the That Sounds Fun podcast with Annie F. Downs. The link is in the show notes. Thanks, y'all. You ask, so the Aggie, whoever's getting their ring. So Caroline had asked me, because I'm her Aggie mom. So I gave her ring. And so you just ask somebody who kind of means something to you in your Aggie story. And so I put her ring on her. And I'm not going to tell you everything that I told her.
But I got teary. You sent me the video and I got super teary because I know I couldn't hear everything that you said, but yeah. I know what your gestures mean.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
When you're talking. So I knew you were working hard to hold it together.
Yes.
And I could tell that it was really a sweet moment between the two of y'all.
It was. I'm going to get teary all over again.
You should get teary. Yes.
It was just so, it was so special. And I think like A&M has meant so much to me, but I think here's what ring day was for me. Because like all of Caroline's coworkers, like grown people that she works with at the foundation took part of the day off to come be there for this. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And like to surround her. And she had so many people around there. And so it was this moment of seeing like this life she's built for herself.
Yes.
You know, like.
Yes.
And these people that love her so much that have nothing to do with us, that just want to celebrate her because they're her people. Mm. And just what these 3 years, because I mean, that's what A&M, I mean, that's why A&M is so special to me, is it's the people that it brought me. You know what I mean? It's the people that it brought into my life. And so to see that same thing for her.
I love it.
And so I will tell you that I quoted Job 23:10, that when he has tested me, will come forth as gold. Listen. I'm not going to use that opportunity to give a little bit of a pep talk, then you don't know me at all.
Oh, I mean, it's made for that. And did you quote any of unreasonable hospitality? I mean, they're just, I can't even imagine the amount of thought that goes into what you're going to say in that moment, for sure.
I know. Mm-hmm. So, but I told her that, and I just said that these years have tested her, like they've tested her and she has come through, and that this ring is her Aggie gold, but she's my Aggie gold. And I'm just so proud of her. And so it was beautiful. And,
we're so proud of her. We're so proud of her.
It was a big day. And so, listen, and if you think she didn't quit looking at her hand the rest of the day, I mean, it was, everything's about the ring. And so she got it and we all cheered her on and everybody hugged and cried. And then you go outside, we took a million pictures. My friend Leslie came. So Caroline's living with Leslie's daughter next year at school. So Leslie's daughter was there, but Leslie is like the official Schenkel family photographer.
Yeah. Leslie took our pictures when we were in San Antonio.
Yes, and the big boot cast photographer. And so she did pictures and they were amazing. And it was just, man, it was a great day. And then we went back to Honey and Biggs. They were so sweet. And we had a little family and friends party for her back there. And it was just, I mean, man, it was a great day.
Listen, at some point, Honey and Big are going to get to punch a card for the number of ring ceremony parties they've hosted. Like,
I mean, honestly,
they're frequent flyers. Like
they are,
they're platinum diamond status or whatever.
They are. And they know the drill. Listen, I mean, Big was like, I mean, it was like, let's get the drinks. Let's ice them down. We got to do it this morning. This is, da, da, da. I mean, it was like, it was go time, you know, like this isn't their first rodeo. So, Honey had gone and she had ordered these darling cookies that said Whoop and Class of 25 and Caroline and all these, you know, sweet little cookies. And we had those and sandwiches. And so everybody came back there and it was just, man, it was a great day. Like my heart was so full. Caroline's heart was so full. It was just super special. And then she went back to her house and she had a little party with her friends later that night. I did not go to that.
Sure.
And, you know, that was for the children.
Right. For the youths.
Uh-huh. For the youths. And uh-huh. So she had that. But I think she had a great time. And then Saturday night, we got to go to the baseball. We went to the baseball game together. We were playing Vanderbilt, which we swept, by the way. Listen, the number six team in the country.
I'm going to tell you something. When I saw, like, just over the course of the weekend, as I saw those scores, I was just like, well.
Because what had happened was we punched them in the mouth in the first inning of Friday and Saturday night. I mean, we were up 5-0 at the end of the first inning on Saturday night. But I will tell you that my Fighting Texas Aggies came out ranked number one in the country today.
I believe it, and well-deserved. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. What a time to be alive. They look legitimate. I mean, Olsen Field was as packed as it's ever been. We went to the game. We had a little situation with some people sitting next to us, but that's fine. It was packed. There were so many people there. I think they said there were over 8,000 people, which I know for Mississippi State, that's not, but that is us. That's us packed to the gills at Olsen.
Right.
So that's standing room only at Olsen.
Yeah. I am curious. This is Super Bulldog weekend coming up for the Bulldogs. Now, we did not have a good weekend against Ole Miss, but, and we don't have to get into all that. I have some thoughts, but it doesn't matter.
Yes.
But I think we've got a turning point opportunity this weekend, you know? Okay. But anyway, we play Auburn. It's Super Bulldog weekend. And, you know, Bulldogs will show up regardless. So there was pain in Oxford. They'll still be there. So I'm curious to see how many this weekend. We can get a lot of people in that area and typically
do. Yes, you
can. So we'll see. We'll see how they rebound. But we had our game on Saturday night it lasted, I think, until midnight.
Oh, gosh.
It went to 12 innings. Oh. And it was like it left the air out of the tires for Sunday, too, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That'll happen.
So, and it was so funny because Saturday night, I was like, why am I staying up trying to see how this game ends? But then my friend Tracy was texting me. Alex was texting me. We're all in it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But it just did not go our way. So we'll see how.
Sorry.
Well, it's okay. Listen,
yeah. Baseball. It's baseball. Mm-hmm. It's baseball. I mean, that's my thing is I'm like, we're hot. I hope we stay hot. I mean, I think we're good enough that we'll stay hot. But, you know, baseball is so, because remember, was it last year or 2 years ago when Ole Miss, everybody was like, yeah, they're not that good. And then they ended up winning the whole thing.
Yeah. So, yeah, they had kind of a rough time, and then they completely turned it around like postseason. And we had a year where we were kind of back and forth, and we completely turned it around in our last regular season series against Florida and wound up in the College World Series. It's just, you just got to stay the course with it. See where it goes. I'm still excited about the SEC baseball tournament this year. I feel deeply invested. And the Aggies, of course, and the Bulldogs. I always love to see the LSU Tigers play baseball in person. So anyway, we'll see how it all progresses. And one thing you can count on, Vanderbilt is down right now, but never out.
No.
So it'll be fun to see how the rest of the season goes.
I don't wear makeup every day, so maybe my skill level isn't quite as good as I wish it was when I apply it, but I do love Thrive Cosmetics because they make a full line of makeup that refreshes your everyday look that is so easy to use. Best of all, it's made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. One of the other things I love about Thrive Cosmetics is that they give back. For every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive. I love knowing that one of my favorite beauty brands is also looking for ways to support communities and to give back. One of my favorite things that is so easy to use is their Brilliant Eye Brightener. It is like a highlighter or an eyeshadow, whatever you want it to be. It gives the best easy smoky eye if you want to do that. There's great shades for just everyday use. It's like a highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. There's 16 buildable shades you can choose from and play with, so you can use as little or as much as you'd like. You can apply a light shade, you can use a metallic shade. I love this product. You can refresh your everyday look right now with Thrive Cosmetics. It's luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bigboo. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bigboo for 10% off your first order. But I will say, we sat down. I'm going to tell you just a little bit about what happened. we sat down. So these were seats I just had bought because, you know, so Caroline wanted to sit with me instead of in the student section. And so we're sitting. And so we got there super early because, you know, you know how I am. I like to be there for all the stuff.
Are you really even there if you don't see warm-ups, right?
That's it. I want to see the warm-ups. I want to see the whole deal. And so we got there and we were sitting and then, and it's bench seating up where we were. We were on the second deck, third baseline. And so this older woman comes up and she was like, y'all need to scoot down. We're seats 20 and 21. Cause I guess Caroline was just barely on seat 22 part of the bleacher. Never mind that there wasn't anybody for the rest of the way on that bleacher currently, you know? Mm-hmm. So we had to scoot in. Well, then she set down these two drinks, but she set them down right next to Caroline's drink. Caroline didn't realize that. And so Caroline looks at me and she's like, she has her drink and she goes, oh, I accidentally got Pepsi. And about this time, this woman goes, are you drinking my husband's drink?
Oh, no.
And Caroline was like, oh my gosh. I don't know. Like, it was kind of that, you don't, like, she didn't, it was processing. Mm-hmm. And she goes, she was like, you need to go buy him a new one.
Oh, my.
Like, no.
She had not been to the Aggie ring ceremony.
No.
And her heart was in herself with Aggie hospitality.
No. She said, you need to go buy him a new one. And Caroline kind of looked at her for a minute and she was like, and I just said, I'll go. And she said, he's going to come up here and want his drink. And so you need to go get him a new one. And like, there was no like, oh my gosh, that's funny. What a funny accident. And so I said, I'll go get it. What would he like? And she said he would like a Pepsi. And I thought, well, that tells me, number one, everything I need to know.
Now, let me just ask you this, because this is really important to me. And I think about it all the time.
Yeah.
Are y'all still a Pepsi-only stadium?
We are. And
I don't understand it.
I don't either.
Listen.
No, I don't either. I don't understand. I'm really hoping that our new athletic director will fix it. I feel like this is a leftover of the Ross Bjork era. Okay. But yeah, I say with disdain. So, gave us our Pepsi. Get out of here. Take that Pepsi and get out. Go to Ohio State. Get out of here. So I'm hoping that Trev Alberts, our Nebraska buddy, will fix this egregious, you know, oversight.
So you go get the Pepsi.
Go get the Pepsi. By the time I come back up with it, with a wrap straw, her husband's sitting there, and I hand it to him, and he just takes it. He doesn't say thank you. Neither one of them say thanks. Neither one of them, nothing. He just takes it from me, and like, that was it. And I was like, okay, all right, so that's how we're going to be. So we didn't really engage with them much for the rest of the game. But I was like, people, come on.
We're at a baseball game. This is fun.
Uh-huh. This is fun. And this was an accident. And this cute little college girl accidentally drank out of this cup that you sat down right next to her. I don't feel like she was not trying to steal. Ma'am, she was not trying to steal your Pepsi. She was not.
Oh, so, bless it.
I know. It was one of those, whatever. But then on the other hand, Caroline was taking a picture of her ring because it was her ring's first time at Olsen Field. And the sweet lady's
going to be like a flat Stanley.
Uh-huh. It is. Here it is. Ring's going to have its first trip to Birmingham this week.
I can't wait.
But then the real sweet lady next to me, she was like, did you just get your ring? And she was like, yeah. And she was like, what a great day. And she was like, it's going to open up so many doors. And she was darling and real sweet. And so it was fun. And we had a great time. But anyway, I had to buy somebody an $8 Pepsi because my kid accidentally.
God.
I know. So how is the kitchen? What's happening?
Oh, the kitchen is much better than it was a week ago.
Okay.
The kitchen now has cabinets and the only thing missing are appliances, a sink and faucet, countertops, and then the part that's going to be the coffee bar, we don't have the drawers yet, but they were working on that this past Friday. But it's way better. And now like they've got the island built out and I have to get a downdraft, but like a downdraft on a range doesn't really work well. So we bought a separate downdraft. So they installed that last week. So that's in, and then, and it goes down into our basement. And I know you're fascinated that we have a basement, but it goes down into the basement and then out the side of the house. Mm-hmm. And we've never had anything like that. And apparently it's pretty powerful. That's going to be an adventure when we use it. I can see what it's going to be. And it looks so much bigger because of the way that our cabinet guy, Don, designed it. Like, it flows in a way it never has. And I'm real excited about it kind of coming together. All my appliances are in.
Yeah. But
they've got to deliver them, and then we've got to get them installed. And then we've, you know, it'll be a couple of weeks probably before we have countertops. And so we're kind of in the middle of it. But I will say, just seeing all the cabinets in place made me really excited for when it's finished. And I was gone Thursday and Friday. And when I came home Friday, they had put the island in. One of the things that they did was they trimmed out the back of the island and the side of the island, like the ends of our countertops match our cabinets. I know that's hard to explain, but like the design, like they're kind of a modified shaker, kind of a shallow shaker. And so they put those shaker details on the back of the island and on the side of the island and then on the side of the countertop by the dishwasher. And it just, I don't know. I was like, well, that is really pretty, you know, that they did that. So
I love that.
So I think we're going to be real happy with it. And they still got to put the hardware on the cabinets and all that kind of stuff. So I would say maybe in 2 weeks we'll be in a better spot in terms of the function of it. But they made big progress last week for sure. So
okay, that's exciting.
Yeah. So I'm excited about it, and I think we're really going to enjoy it and all that. So, but I don't think they're going to be here today. So that's been a whole thing with the craziness of the week, trying to, you know, figure out that whole schedule. But anyway, so we're just still, you know, getting us one good takeout meal a day and kind of.
Yeah.
Just which, living. Honestly, I mean, it's fine. It's just the two of us, you know?
I mean, I think it's the way to live if you can get away with it. I mean, that's tonight, because I'm sitting there, I'm like, am I supposed to cook dinner tonight because I'm home? Am I supposed to cook a dinner because I really don't want to?
You know? I know. Well, I don't know if I mentioned, but I'm going to Tyler Childers, which I'm so excited about. I mean, I've been looking forward to it forever, and I love him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't wait. I think it's going to be so fun. But, you know, just got a few little things to check off the list before we get there.
When Caroline moved off campus into her own place, we got her a Helix mattress. And she has told us so many times how it is even better than the mattress that she sleeps on when she's home. It's just the right amount of support and comfort, and it makes sure that she gets a great night's sleep, which all college kids really need. Here's what I love about Helix. Their lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. Their models have memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. If your spine needs some extra TLC, they've got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design combining individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on top. It is the perfect combination of comfort and support. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. You will love it. Right now, Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/bigboo and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Now, last night when David and I were at Chewy's, and I wanted to run in paper stores after we finished. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I did something. I don't know what I did, but I was like, dang, that hurt. Like, whatever I just did, it hurts underneath my thumb.
Oh.
And then we went around. He was going to run in Orvis. And so I ran in this party store next door. I was looking for name tags, everybody, if you were wondering. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, nobody has any name tags. I ordered some.
They don't?
I couldn't find name tags yesterday. I'd ordered some from Amazon. I was just curious if there was like some cute like rifle paper name tags or something.
Yeah.
I didn't find any. But anyway, and then I grabbed something in Swoozie's and I was like, God, my thumb. And so I got in the car, came home, and I just kept rubbing it. And so finally I was like, what does it mean when it hurts like kind of underneath the joint of your thumb? And as it turns out, according to Google, at least, now I've not consulted a medical professional.
It means you'll probably be dead tomorrow. It means you'll probably be dead tomorrow, according to Google.
It said it's arthritis. I'm like, what in the world?
Oh.
What in the world?
Do you have thumb arthritis?
I don't know. Isn't that, that's terrible to have thumb arthritis. I mean, that's, well, it's sad. I don't know.
We ask a lot of our thumbs. I mean,
but it's not even my dominant thumb. So anyway, so I really pondered on that last night. I was like, do I have arthritis?
Oh, no.
I hope not. I hope it's just some carpal tunnel related unfortunate something. But anyway, but then when we got home and I was folding clothes and trying to get myself organized, and I started to pack a little bit for this week because I'm joining you at the hotel on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And so I started to pack a little bit. And of course, I always enjoy packing.
Yeah.
So that was kind of fun. But I had the suitcase set up in the guest room, and I was taking clothes out of our closet and walking them over there. And David saw the pants I'm wearing to a live show.
Yes.
And he said, "Hey, Gap Band." I said, "I know. I know." I said, "Listen, they're $39.99 on Amazon."
That's right.
I mean,
yeah.
He looked at him again. I took him back to him, and he's like, "You are going to be so hot." And I said, my actual dream is to be able to say to Melanie, in all honesty, during the live show, "Mama, my legs are sweating."
I feel like there's a 100% chance that that's going to happen.
And I said, "Well, they do have like a lining." And he said, "I'm pretty sure that's vinyl." He said, "But I'll give you this. It's a look." And I said, "It certainly is a look. Thank you." Uh-huh. I said, "We're not going for subtlety with our wardrobe in the live shows."
No, we're not going for, it's not subtle. It is not subtle. And my thing is, I feel like we might need to bring a bottle of Pedialyte on stage for you because you're going to be sweating.
Oh, and I looked, the high on Thursday is 85. And I have already started to think, like, we got to let them know Thursday morning to get that air down. Like,
to crank that air down.
I'm just telling you, if you're coming to the live show, you might want to bring a sweater because we're going to crank that sucker down.
Yeah, we are, because I'm wearing a long sleeve dress that weighs about 10 pounds. So I'm kind of in the same situation where I'm sitting here thinking, oh, it's going to be hot. Yeah. It's going to be hot. Yeah. So two menopausal women wrapped in some artificial fabrics. On the stage under some lights. What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? I mean, I thought, am I going to have to be like Whitney and take me a handkerchief? Listen, but, you know, it'll be a journey. We'll just see where it goes. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That is so funny. That makes me laugh so hard. Well, that's funny because the husbands, because we get this, catalog called Kevin's Fine Outdoors. I don't know how we got on Kevin's list, but it's this beautiful, like, you know, catalog that comes in the mail, and it's all outdoor stuff, but it's like very nice. It's like basically what like Prince William and Kate would wear if they were going to go. It's all very high-end boots and pants and shirts, and it's all very, and so it was sitting on the deal on our island. And Perry said, "Do you want to throw out?" He said, "Are you going to look through this Kevin's catalog?" And I said, "Yeah, save it for me." I said, "I mean, I don't think I'd buy anything from there, but I find it very aspirational." And he was like, and I said, "Of how the other half lives." And he said, "Yes, maybe you could pick out an outfit to wear to steak and ale." And I,
that's right.
It's like, yeah, maybe I will.
Maybe I will.
Mm-hmm. Go hit that buffet at steak, that salad bar at Steak and Ale in my Kevin's Fine Outdoors.
I'm going to tell you, even now, and I'm going to give it to Steak and Ale for this, like, even now, there's something about a salad bar, and you don't find them really anymore, probably with good reason, but there's something about a salad bar, in addition to being, like, straight up nostalgia. But a salad bar where really what you have iceberg lettuce, you have cherry tomatoes, you have bacon bits, you know.
Yes, yes.
The tiny croutons. Mm-hmm. You have Thousand Island, you have French dressing, and you have Catalina, I should say, and you have ranch. Like that is such a wave of nostalgia for me. Mm-hmm. I can't even, like I would be so happy if I were to run into that scenario even today, you know?
I agree. A little plastic, I can picture the little black plastic spoon with some sunflower seeds, you know, some already that you sprinkle over the top. The whole situation was so good. So
yeah.
I would not eat off of a salad bar now. I don't think.
I would. I would go in faith. And I would say a prayer and I'd give it a go. So,
okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we admire your bravery. I admire your bravery.
Every once in a while, I crave Thousand Island. And I don't know, I couldn't tell you the last time I had Thousand Island salad dressing. I don't buy it. I've never made it. It's probably been legitimately 30 years since I've had it. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I don't know. There's something about it. It just reminds me of Bonanza. So
I agree. Well, and a good homemade, like there's a restaurant here called Barn Door and they make all their dressings in-house and they're Thousand Island. Like a good homemade one is really good, you know?
Oh, now see, I may have a goal now for when we finally get this kitchen finished.
Yeah, you can make a good homemade Thousand Island dressing. I don't know what goes in it, but it is delicious. Y'all know that I have been drinking AG1 for a while now, and you know how much I love it. When I traveled this weekend, I was like, I have to take my AG1 with me because it makes such a difference in how I feel every day. What I love about AG1 is that taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should be simple, and that's what AG1 is. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. It makes me feel energized and clear and ready to start my day. I love that AG1 is constantly searching for how to do things better. They're at 52 iterations of their formula and counting because they're always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. I first gave it a try because y'all know I was taking 74 different pills a day, and I was like, there's got to be an easier way to do this. So now I just have one daily scoop of AG1. It covers my nutrient gaps. My immune support is incredible. I have not been sick since I've started taking AG1. I drink it first thing in the morning, and I love knowing that I'm covering my nutritional bases to start the day. AG1 ingredients include vitamin C and zinc support that support immune health. And if there's one product that I would recommend to y'all to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why we've partnered with them for so long. If you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 and K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/bigboo. That's drinkag1.com/bigboo. Check it out.
And by the way, I'm recording this week in the kitchen because David moved to my office Friday so he could work while they were working and I was not here. But now he's got all his stuff back there. So I said, well, I'll record in the kitchen and you can stay back here. And then,
okay.
And so I don't know what my acoustics are doing is my point. But
okay. Well, you sound good on this end. So, so is it time for five favorites?
Time for five favorites. And what a time when we have five favorites at the show and then we have five favorites here. And it's a 10 favorite week. And
it's a lot of favorites.
It's a lot of favorites, but I figured it out yesterday. All right. Here's my first favorite. I actually ordered these when I ordered the button down that you had on favorites last week. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I'll just give them a shot. They're the American Eagle Perfect Cargo Denim Shorts.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. You know how I feel about shorts. I feel like everybody just, we're all going to get hot. I feel like we need to embrace the shorts. I feel like if this is a place where you feel remotely comfortable, you just lean into it. Your legs look fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
These shorts, when I read the reviews, some people were like, they're too thin. I'm going to tell you what, they are not too thin. If you are a person who is prone to being hot, they're soft. They're thin, but in the best way. But here's what I love about them. They've got like a 6-inch inseam, which is long, but because they're cutoffs, you get kind of the coverage of Bermuda, but not a Bermuda, you know, like they look like just like a fun pair of jeans that you cut off, but they're baggy around the legs, but they run true to size in the waist. I would say I really like them. I will probably have them with me when we were at the hotel this week. Like, I just, they're a really good pair of lightweight shorts. Now, if you're looking for something substantive in your denim shorts, this is not going to be it. But for me and my denim shorts journey, this is a good, a good fit. So,
okay. I love that because I think that's what you want. Cause you, I mean, a denim short can get hot. Let's
be honest. And when it's so uncomfortable in the car.
Yes. Yes. So uncomfortable. So I feel like this feels great to me to have a thinner option, and they're super cute. I think I'm going to order these.
And I will say they remind me fabric wise of the Old Navy shorts that I like a lot, which are thin, you know, more of a soft kind of, you know, chino-ish fabric. This is a really soft fabric. They come feeling very just like lived in, which is great. So I'm a huge fan. And even when I put them on, I was like, oh, these are cute. These are okay. These are cute. So, and I don't, it doesn't matter to me if anybody else thinks they're, I'm cute in them. Like they, I think they're cute. So
they're super cute.
All right. Second thing this week is, you know, when I cleaned out my kitchen and I had to address what has happened over the course of the last 27 years, which is we don't really have a full set of anything, you know, like, We had just mismatched glasses and also the stuff that I liked when I was 27 and getting married is not necessarily what I would pick out now. I don't use a lot of cut glass. I don't I don't have a need for fancy crystal. And so I was like, I'm going to get a whole new set of kitchen glasses and I want them as plain can be. I want them big enough so that if we have cutney and somebody wants a beer, I can pour a full beer in it or I can ice them for beer in the freezer. But they're also, you know, great just to pour a glass of water or whatever. Yeah. And I'm telling you, I dug in on this and I really researched it. And I ordered these Bodega glasses. They're, I can't remember the name of the brand, but they were also on like restaurant supply websites. And this all started because Jamie Golden and I went to this place here in Birmingham called Luca. And I was completely captivated by their glasses, which were very similar to this. They're super plain. They're stackable.
Yeah. Okay.
And, but they're not thick around the rim of the glass. They're thin, which I prefer. And I just really like them. Now, I haven't put them through the paces yet in terms of every day because I don't have a dishwasher. But, and you know, we don't have functional cabinets yet, but I really like them just for the fact that they're plain. They can be, you can dress them up, you can dress them down. I think they're really good for every day. So,
okay, I like them. These are real cute. I like it. I like the simplicity of them.
I do too. My next favorite is really such a find from my perspective because I'm going to tell you something. All these sets that are out there and that have been out there for the last year or so, not always friendly for those of us who are apple-shaped because the tops are too short. Yes. And like some people who are apple-shaped don't mind a short top. I do. I like a longer top. So Stephanie actually sent me the link to this last week and it's a Frank and Eileen dupe. Now the Frank and Eileen version of this set is in several hundred dollars. This set is not that, but it comes in great colors. It has a longer top. And I think it's so cute. You will probably see this week. Great with sandals or sneakers, but kind of a lightweight jersey. And I just think it's a great set option for spring. I love, love, love the fact that the top's a little longer. And it also has some great colors. I got the hot pink. And, you know, I know some people will think this is too baggy, but I would say no. I would say no, actually. I disagree. I think it's fantastic. So a cute little set for spring. Fourth thing, we are doing book club in May on Patreon, and we are we are reading the book Tom Lake by Ann Patchett. Several people, when we announced the book for book club, said, you've got to listen to the audiobook. Meryl Streep narrates it.
Yes, I've heard. I've heard people say that.
Okay. So, you know, one of my goals for this year, low-level goal, I was going to listen to more audiobooks. And I got a Libro FM membership because that's I can support Little Professor, which is my favorite independent bookstore here in Birmingham. So I got the Tom Lake audiobook and I started listening to it when I was cleaning out the garage last weekend and the storage room and all that. Mm-hmm. So I went to Jackson, Tennessee on Thursday. So I listened on my drive. I mean, it's a long audiobook. Can Meryl Streep read everything? I mean, okay. It is just what she does with that. And I think, I mean, you know, it's hard to read an audiobook. It's, yeah. I mean, I can't even imagine how long it took her because it's fiction and it's, I mean, it's 12 hours, I think, start to finish. It's, you know, but it's just a delight to listen to.
Okay.
And I sat here Saturday afternoon in my house mm-hmm. with my AirPods in, playing Jean's Journey and listening to Meryl Streep. And I thought, what is life? What a gift this is. It really is just beautiful. So if anybody, you know, is looking for something to listen to when you commute every day, or if you've got a road trip coming up, I cannot recommend it enough. It is so, so good. The book is beautiful. I think her reading the book really adds an element to it that I appreciated and loved. So
okay. Well, this may be my plane activity. This might be my travel activity. This sounds perfect.
And I'm so used to reading on my iPad because I highlight, you know, and make notes as I go. Uh-huh. It took me a little bit to adjust to not being able to do that with this book because it's one of those, it's really rich. And I will say, probably for the first four chapters, I was like, I don't know if I get this. What's happening? And then there's a moment, and I'm curious to see if it's the same moment for you, where I thought, oh, I am in. I am in.
All right.
So I would just say be patient with it. But golly, it's great. And there was a point where I was like, I was in school. I listened to Meryl Streep and I pulled a book up on my iPad and I followed along and read. So it was really fun to listen to. My last thing, I mentioned back, I think, around Christmas that I had gotten a purse by a brand called Think Roiland, like my favorite travel purse I've ever had.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Crossbody. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm always in search. It's like mascara. I think that somewhere there's a perfect big bag for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've tried all kinds. So I ordered a couple of months ago. I had a discount on Instagram for Think Roiland. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. And so I ordered what's called their puzzle tote. And it's what I've been carrying this spring. And I uh-huh. love it. It's big.
This is the most Sophie Hudson tote.
Have I found it?
Uh-huh. This is the culmination of every bag I've ever seen you carry.
Listen, I love it. I'm going to tell you why I love it. One, it can also be a crossbody. It comes with a cute strap that matches the handles. So if you have it in an airport, you can wear a crossbody, which I find so preferable.
Yes.
The second thing, and I haven't been using the crossbody strap, but it comes with this little silver bag inside that can uh-huh. also be a small crossbody bag when you travel.
Oh, that's genius.
Which is fantastic. Or it can just be a pouch inside the tote. But I love this Think Roiland brand because uh-huh. all their stuff is lightweight. It's perfect if you don't like a heavy bag or you don't necessarily care about a leather bag. I like a practical bag. And so I love this brand. I feel like it's made for the life I have. Anyway, I'm just a huge fan of this tote bag and I like it. Honestly, I have loved it for every day because if I don't want to carry my purse in somewhere, I'll just grab my wallet, you know, and leave the tote in the car. But anyway, I just wanted to pass that along. It's been a good one. It zips, which I think is important for a tote bag.
I agree.
Because we can't just have everything spilling out. And so thumbs up for that one.
Okay. Well, those are great favorites. Thank you so much for those.
You're so welcome. I'm here to serve, you know, however I can. Well, I'm delighted that you think that I have found the quintessential tote bag though. Makes me happy.
I mean, it really does. It looks like every bag that you've ever loved all in one. You know what I mean? Like,
thank you.
Like you took, you know what I've always said, like when I think back to my dating life, like ultimately who I ended up marrying was kind of the best parts of different people I dated. Sure. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like this, it feels like that. This feels like the tote bag version of that. Like you've taken the best parts of every tote you've ever loved.
Thank you.
And you found it in the perfect tote. So
thank you.
Well
that
done.
Means so much. It means so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We applaud you on this. We are appreciative. We're so excited. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
You're so
it.
Welcome. You're
well,
so welcome.
I guess I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. Listen, mm-hmm. I'm going to come in. You're going to be like, my friend looks rough, but I'm coming in hot. I'm going to bring some eye patches and some eye drops and some face masks and whatever. I did laugh because ring day, since it was 12:45 and we knew we were going to leave the house at like 11:30. So I woke up early so I could do two different face masks.
Did you do your before clearance? The day.
I did the clearance. I depuffed and then I cryoed. Like okay. It was like two things. And like, when I'd asked Caroline, I said, hey, what time are you getting up on Friday? And because she was going to be at Honey's at like 11:15. I said, what time are you getting up? She's like, I don't know, like 10:30. And I was like, remember back when you could just roll out of bed 45 minutes before you had to be somewhere and like your face would just do what it's supposed
to
do?
I know. The face mm-hmm. now needs to wake up. It needs to wake up.
Mm-hmm. It needs some time. If for nothing else, because I've got that one forehead wrinkle that makes me look like I've been in a duel with Lord Voldemort. And so I gotta be up in time for that to ease its way out of the day.
That's right. That's right.
All right, y'all.
Well, I guess, I don't know. We've still got a whole day in front of us because it's just 9:23.
Yeah. Listen, what? No telling what I'm going to be able to get done now that I've been up at the crack of dawn. The possibilities are endless. So, and this will come out Wednesday. So there's still, we can put a link for if y'all want to buy a live show, if y'all want to buy a ticket for the live stream, that'll be Thursday night and you can listen to it after the fact. So we can put that up too for y'all.
Certainly. We will be glad to do so. All right. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.